Hey, good evening, everyone. It's the Sparks team training call for Monday, September 23rd, 2013. Recently, we've been working on becoming better organized with our business and tax planning. And so tonight, we're going to share a few ideas on how to get better control of one of the greatest reasons to have a home-based business, and that's for tax purposes. I'll go over some of that in just a minute, but I've got a couple of things to talk about. Sorry about the change for the Richard Brook call. I was really excited about that, but we found out last Wednesday he had to reschedule due to a personal invite to the Denver Broncos game tonight. I had heard that he will be there with John Elway, and so the Sparks team got bumped, and but that's what happens when you're in the 1% club. And I was looking on Facebook just a few minutes ago, and I saw him, Richard Brook was boarding, it looked like a private jet, to get himself to the game. So, hey, I hope I get to bump somebody someday, too, to go to be with John Elway. But the good news is Richard promised he's going to be next Monday. And he'll be on our call next Monday, September 30th. So please try to get on if you can and have some of the dealers in your team. This is going to be a really good call. I've got some great questions. And just watching some other interviews, this guy is he's been there, done that, and has the checks to show for it. So it's going to be a cool call. Next up is Amsoil University. Alicia and I are working on our incentives for those that want to get to attend. We've got some ideas that we're going to implement, try to help dealers that are getting started, get up to the Amsoil University training. And also we're going to try to put together a contest for dealers that could win some great prizes. And so stay tuned for that. It's not too early to get registered. If you're a leader in your group, being the first to register is a smart thing to do. And start working right now on getting your new and veteran dealers to attend Amsoil University. This is the best investment in training that you and anyone on your team can do for their own business to become more successful in Amsoil. I've been to Amsoil University, I think, 11 times now, and just keeps getting better every time. And on another note, a little birdie told me, I was talking to Rob Stenberg, and they're planning for the Direct Jobber Convention for next year. They don't have a place announced, but he did say it's going to be in October. It's usually the second week in October. So take your calendar out right now if you're a direct jobber or you plan to be a direct jobber, and take the first 2 or 3 weeks. It's usually the second or third week, I'm thinking, around the 15th or so of October. Just take and mark those out for DJ Convention. It'll be like a 4-day, like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday type of deal for the DJ Convention. And that's a free thing. Anybody that's a direct jobber gets to go to that for free. And they'll have contests as well to help get you defray some costs by registering dealers and customers and so forth. So the Direct Jobber Convention and those things are great team building and just another wonderful thing that Amsoil puts on for some of the leaders in the Amsoil business. So, and I found out that it is going to be somewhere in the east. I think they try to go every other time. Last time we had it was in Vegas. Time before that was in Clearwater, Florida. I think in the past it's been in Virginia Beach, Virginia, or somewhere around Virginia Beach, Virginia. Go east this time is what they're said. They were looking maybe at Savannah, but flying into that could be difficult for people from across the country. So they haven't found an exact location yet. So, but for the good news for those on the East Coast calling in, you can get there within a drive, and that's always nice. We just got back from a small show this weekend. It was called the Kentucky Wood Expo. Wasn't a very huge show, but we were able to register 6 commercial accounts and 2 potential dealers met at the show as well. The commercial accounts sound like they could really be good ones. People in logging and sawmills and so forth. I actually sold a whole case of the off-road grease. I had about a case and a half, and I just took it just in case somebody wanted a few tubes or whatever. I sold a couple of tubes, but then that guy wanted a whole case, and I sure heck sold it to him. So, you know, these big heavy pieces of equipment can go through one or two tubes of grease every time they grease these things, and our grease is going to last 3 to 5 times longer and it's going to outperform all the other greases. If you haven't seen the grease demonstrator video or you haven't seen it live in action, this is our grease is really the best heavy-duty off-road grease you can buy. And you get them on the greases, diesel oil, hydraulic oil, transmission fluids, you just name it, air filters if they've got Donaldson filters and so forth, and oil filters, bypass systems, fuel additives. So you just get the list is endless. And just think about this. You got those six accounts, and they happen to buy $500 a month in orders, and that would be 3,000 total gross sales, and which would be about $600 in monthly commissions for a dealer. So what if you had 100 of these accounts, or even 500, or 1,000? What if you had 1,000 accounts doing $500 a month? They're out there, and the earning potential for commercial and retail on the shelf is really limitless, only by the amount of effort you want to put into your AMSOIL business. And keep spreading the word, you know, a message of superior lubrication saves time and money. And with the commercial accounts, those are long-time customers if you get them on board AMSOIL. So tonight we're going to talk about taxes. And a couple of things I've been looking at. We recently switched over to a new program to track our expenses, and I was taking adding in some of our deductions that we already do and trying to get everything in line. And then I was also watching some of the training videos that the guy has had on the website, and I thought, well, this is a good time. You know, it's be towards the end of the year. If you haven't been taking care of that tax thing, it's, you know, it can get out of hand, and you might want to start now doing that, so that when the end of the year comes, it won't be a big rush and so forth. And really, the guy said on there, he says, you know, why should you have a home-based business? And he says, you know, you're brain dead if you don't have one, because it's really one of the best ways out there to add to your financial future. And there really are two tax systems in the United States, and the one is for those that work, and the other one is for those that have a business. And the business system is designed to help you become rich because of the government has set it up that way. You know, the government wants to subsidize your business so that they can tax you later. And having a business, a side business, is really critical for long-term and your financial plan. And guess what? Your life will be less taxing. That's what he always says that on his videos. Your life is less taxing. But, you know, one of the things to think about is, your AMSOIL business a business or is it a hobby? And that's one of the main ideas that you have to determine. And if you're calling into the NICE, that might be that you're a little bit more serious than the average AMSOIL dealer. And having your business be a business and not a hobby allows you to take the tax deductions. If it's just a hobby, you don't get to take these deductions that we're going to talk about, and other deductions as well. So you have to be able to prove that you're consistently working at your business, and you have to treat it like a business, and then it will become one. I know that I've talked to tax preparer people and accountants, and they say, well, if you have a loss for more than 3 years and you can't claim it, it's not a business or whatever. And this is not true. I've heard this documentation from more than one CPA, and this guy that I've recently bought the program says it's also not true. He says if your CPA is telling you that, you might want to find another CPA. Your CPA should be doing their job to help you find out how to make best use of your business to take full advantages of the opportunity that you have working with them, not telling you these things to take away from your business. So, you know, of course, I am not a CPA. I'm just saying what I've heard and from multiple sources, that old wives' tale that if you have a loss for a certain amount of years, that you can't you can't claim out as a business, and that's just not true. The guy that I listened to today said he had a guy with 12 years of losses and was still able to claim his business. So how to determine if you have if your business is a business? Well, number one, you got to keep good records. That means you got to document your business activities, if you're going places and doing things and doing shows and spending time on your business, you have to document this. You have to work at your business regularly. That means if you know you can't go once a month and decide that you're going to wear your Amsoil gear and promote your business once a month. You have to do it regularly, which means you know 5 or 10 hours a week working at your business. So if you went every Saturday to go to set up at a flea market, you know, and you're set there for 5 or 8 hours, that's 10 hours a week you're working at your business. A couple hours a night. If you go every night after dinner and you come home and you look at your Amsoil reports and you contact your contact people, or you might do a blog post on your internet, you might go on to Facebook. Look, we get paid to be on Facebook, and so if you have your Facebook page set up right, talking about your business, you can post on there, and that's proving that you're working at your business. So work your business regularly. Get advice from experts. That's what he says. He says you want to get advice on building your business experts. And that means, you know, getting on a call and talking to your upline, your sponsor, going onto the Amsoil website and learning about the business and so forth, and attend training on how to build your business. So there's a lot of networking things. There's our Small Business Development Center here in Clarksville. They've got classes you can go to and get free advice on, you know, building a business and ideas and so forth. He also says you have to have financial statements, which means keeping records. At the end of the year, you have a financial statement. And I have one printed out right here that I was looking at, you know, your financial statement. And basically that says how much you had made and how much you spent and if you made a profit or you didn't make a profit. That's basically it. Made a profit or didn't make a profit in all your expenses and all your income. And you'll want to get recommendations from your accountant on that. He also said how to determine if your business is business is your background. If you're and some of this is if you have never had business background and you know you want to be able to document that, you know, this is the background of either the type of business that you're working or your own personal background. So our business, the Amsoil business, you can prove that, hey, there's people out here in the Amsoil business that make full-time income at this, that are profitable and so forth. So that means it's a business. What other income you have, that also can help determine if your business is a business. And then investigating the investigation that you have put in when you started your business and what others are doing to be successful in your business. So those type of things, the investigation part can help determine also if the business is a business. One of the largest deductions is your car mileage. And he talks about bulletproofing your records and documenting it so that you can take full advantage of your vehicle for business. And one of the biggest things is keeping a mileage log, and there's several different ways to do that. I'm not going to get into on the call today. What I do is I've got a sheet that I keep in the car, and if I'm going to go to do a business drive somewhere for business, I put down the mileage odometer reading when I started and the odometer reading when I got home from that business trip, and I get to claim that vehicle mileage. There's a couple other ways to do it, and this new program that we have actually uses your smartphone where you can say I'm starting my business and it will track it via your GPS and figure all that part out for you. So it's kind of cool. We're just now figuring out how to do that, but it looks really exciting. The program used before was the old pen and paper method, and that works just fine too. the key, though, is to track your mileage for business and keep a good record. And if you're going to shows on the weekend or you're driving to visit your customers, you're driving for prospects, you know, even if you want to go say, well, I want to go see what's in this town, you can't just look on it. Some things you can't do on the internet, and driving down a street and see what's on that street is impossible. So thinking about your mindset when you're going out with for your AMSL business is really part of the process. Did you leave your house to go see a prospect or stop at an account? And then what happens if you just had to happen to stop on the way home and pick up something at the grocery store? You know, really your mindset was, oh, I had to stop at this account, you know, you know, stopping ancillarily on the way back from that account. You know, I think that's a full legitimate type of business as long as you have a home business. Do you enjoy a hobby and that you can incorporate into your business? Doing car shows, fishing shows, going fishing, motorcycling, different racing. You know, there's just so many ways to incorporate your business into what you enjoy doing, and that will make you want to do it more because you're getting to do the things you really like to do. I know a lot of people calling in, go to car shows and stuff. That's fully part of your business because we're involved in the automotive. If you had a health and wellness business, or if you wanted to sell Eltrim products and you like to go run and do 5K runs, hey, what if you did a 5K run and set up an Eltrim booth or what have you, something like that? You know, I've thought about that in the past. I like to go bicycling. What if I set up a booth and had go to the bicycle event, and some of my activities then would be a tax deduction. Home office. And if you have a home office, then you're entitled to certain deductions that relate to your business. And I know people try to say, well, you know, you don't want to claim that, it'll get you this. And this guy was saying that, you know, he says it's worth it because it's worth about $3,000 a year in cash, even for a small home, a smaller home and a small home office. And so $3,000 a year in cash in your pocket that you can, you're already making those payments now. Why not get a deduction for it? And, of course, like I said, visit with your CPA. Again, if you don't like what your CPA says, you can fire them. There's plenty of them out there that want your money will help you get the most out of your business. A couple of things he said on the home office, it must be an exclusive portion of your home. It doesn't have to be a whole room. It just has to be exclusive, which means, you know, he says get your cookbooks and your video game controller away from your home office area. He says keep good records. You want to work your home office regularly, meaning if you have a place in your home and you, that's where you look at your AMSL reports again, and might want to do some internet advertising and writing ideas, writing your goals down, using your phone, making sales calls, all these things you do from your home office. Listening to our call tonight, I hope you're all sitting in your home office documenting that you're listening to a training call and from your home office. So, and it must be your principal place of business, which means you can't have an office elsewhere for your home business, which I think most people calling it tonight, you know, we work out of our home. And there's many other tax savings ideas, and I'm not going to get into all of them tonight. Again, I am not a tax person, but I was going to some of the videos that he had. One is called Bulletproof Your Records, Business Gifts. I watched one today, and I learned something about giving gifts for business. There's a certain dollar amount that you're allowed to do that. Convention and seminar tips. If you're going to seminars or you're going to training and so forth, there's tips on that, and your travel. Watch one where it says, you know, they say, well, if you have a convention in Hawaii, they cannot require you to fly to Hawaii. You might be afraid of flying, or you just might want to drive. He said there's perfectly legal to drive your car to California, get on a cruise boat and cruise to Hawaii and do that back. He says, now you can't go to Alaska and back and then down and over. It has to be a direct route. But he says there's nothing they can't make you take a more efficient or less expensive mode of travel. So that's one thing to keep in mind. says here, deducting your home health savings account, meals and entertainment, minimizing capital gains. Let's see here. He says, talks about why a business credit card might be an idea. I haven't watched that video yet. Let's see here. Entertaining in your home. Another one, deducting the equivalent of your kids' school and weddings. I had listened to another guy, Steve Spangenberg, and talked about paying your children that work at your home-based business. If you pay them, and you can, there's a way to do that. I'm not going to get into that here, but, you know, your supplies, your business supplies, education expenses, deducting your fund, and we talked about that a little bit by using your hobby as part of your business. Car shows is being, I guess, one of the prime examples for that. So what can you do to make it more easier and more efficient for your tax records? For the longest time, before they had smartphones, I used a program called Home Business Tax Helper, and you can go to homebusinesstaxhelper.com. And pull up that. That's a one-time buy program. It was like $50, and you download it, and you can track all your expenses, your mileage. It has a place in there to put the square footage of your office and the square footage of your house, and it'll figure out the percentage, and has all the little things already designed for a home-based business. So you know, your advertising fees. It just gives you your meals, mileage, trade show fees, just air travel, a lot of different things that are already built into that program. Of course, you got to use the program in order for it to work correctly, but it is a really cost-effective way to manage your expenses. And, you know, you can keep track of where you're at on a daily, monthly, weekly, quarterly basis. The new one that we have is called TaxBot, B-O-T, T-A-X-B-O-T, TaxBot. And you can go to taxbot.com. Now, this program, I think, costs somewhere around $10 a month, or I think we paid $99 for the whole year. And what we like about it is it's web-based, so it I can, if I'm at a restaurant and I have a meal deduction, I can put it in my phone, and I don't have to go home. I don't have to get a big pile that I used to get piled up. That was always my problem with the other program. You go home and you don't sit down and do it right away. But you can do this from your phone. So I go to the post office and I have to mail something for Anjoil. As soon as I get my receipt, I take a picture of that receipt with my cell phone, put in the total, save it, then the receipt is done. I can throw the receipt away because that thing is stored electronically and it's stored in a cloud on the computer. And you can log in for multiple phones and multiple computers. So Alicia and I both have it on our as an app on our phone, and plus we get on our computer. And that's pretty cool. And it also links to your banking. So if you're using a business card, and it don't have to be a credit card, it can be a debit card, you can link that to your business account and then automatically just pull those records, you know, like reoccurring things. If you're paying internet fees on a reoccurring basis, you can pull those in and really track your expenses and whatnot. So that's kind of cool. It has ways on there for reports. I'm looking at my report now, different things, types of where you spend most of your money, travel, lodging looks like a pretty big one on here, and meals is a decent-sized one on here, and professional development, of course, I spend on that, and supplies, and team incentives. I have a pretty big one on that, too. So if you're listening in, that's one there. But anyhow, so these two programs, I suggest you check them out and think about, you know, finding a better way to take care of those taxes. So the call is open tonight. And anybody have any questions before we wrap this thing up on your home tax plan or anything? Anybody use a different type of program? I have a suggestion for somebody just getting started out. Okay, well, appreciate everybody listening in tonight. With that, again, don't forget, next week is Richard Brook. Mark your calendar. Should be a great call. And appreciate everybody listening in. And have a good night.
Hey, Michael. Good night.
Night.
Hi, Michael.
See you,
Thanks,
Jeff.
Michael.
Yeah.